and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Thank you for listening, and we pray that you have been blessed. Our ministry is excited to announce that our blessed pastor, Dr. John E. Montgomery II, will be celebrating his 60th birthday this entire month of January 2020. And we are inviting you, our faithful radio audience, to join us in celebrating this anointed man of God. We are extending the opportunity for you to sow a seed into the life of this deserving man of God. You can send your gift by Cash App to DRJEM2 or PayPal at jmim1130@gmail.com. Or mail your love offering to 911 Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806, or call 225-927-0577. May God richly bless you is our prayer.
This is the 7,000-watt voice of the community, KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Hey, God bless you. Good evening and greetings in that all-powerful, blessing, and healing name of Jesus Christ. Well, this is Apostle James Broadnax, your friend and your apostle of prayer. And I just want to say Happy New Year to all of you that are listening today. And I am praying and believing God that this is absolutely going to be a prosperous year for you. I was in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and I was sitting at a beautiful resort. And we spend most of our winters in Florida every year since 2005. And I was sitting there, and I opened the blinds, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke into my spirit and said that the child of God shall have plenty in 2020. And when the Lord spoke that into my spirit, I went straight to the Word of God, and I began to look up every scripture that dealt with plenty. And then I went to Genesis chapter 1. I was led there first. And as God began to talk about the plenty, and I'm telling you, I believe with all of my heart, all of my soul, and with all of my mind, that we are getting ready to see the blessings of the Lord to just run and overtake the child of God. And I went to Genesis chapter 27, and I began to read at verse 28. And the Word of God says, therefore, God give thee of the dew of the heaven and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. I begin to just meditate on the word plenty. And I believe with all of my heart, all of my soul, and with all of my mind that some of the struggles that you had in 2019, you will not experience them in 2020. You're going to see the hand of God begin to move in the life of every believer. I did say in the life of every believer. And God is going to answer prayer. Now listen, this is the first month of this brand new year. And we have turned our place over. And we are fasting and we are praying this whole month here. And we are fasting the Isaiah 58 fast. We are fasting the Isaiah 58 fast. There are hundreds that are gathering with me from around the world. I mean, many different states. People are gathering with me as partners, and they have turned their plates over, and we are fasting and we are praying that we be able to see clearly in this year of 2020, which is a year of vision, but also is going to be a year of plenty for the child of God. Now, in Isaiah 58, in verse 6, if you would focus in on that verse with me for just a few minutes, I believe that it would bless you real good. And I want you to get pen and paper in your hand, because for the next 10 or 15 minutes after the broadcast, I want to pray for you that really need a miracle today. yes, you're not going to get a voicemail today. You're going to talk directly with Apostle James Broadnax. Matter of fact, I am here in the prayer room right now at 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. You don't have to wait till the broadcast goes off of the air. You can dial a miracle right now as you're listening to me. And I feel that someone in Monroe, you really need God to turn the situation around for you, for his son. But I believe that you're one dial away from a miracle for your child. So I want you to get to that telephone at 318-754-0382. That's 318-754-0382. You can dial that number right now, and I will catch and agree with you and believe God for the miracle that you need in your life. We are on this prayer watch, praying five times every 24 hours. We have had a prayer watch today, which is going on right now at 12 noon, one this morning at 6 a.m. We'll have another prayer watch this evening for 1 hour at 6 p.m. Then we come back again, and a lot of these prayer watches are live on our conference line, which is the number I just gave you. And then we come back for another prayer watch at midnight tonight. And then another prayer watch start at 3 a.m. every morning. But right now, I want to pray for you that be God's help. Matter of fact, we have a caller on the line, and I'm going straight to that caller right now. God bless you, caller. What city you're calling from?
Oh, Natchez, Louisiana.
Natchez, Louisiana. Just turn your radio down just a little bit. And what is your prayer request today?
Oh, a miracle. I need a miracle. Stop.
Okay, what area do you need this miracle in?
Financial.
All right, well, we're going to pray. We're going to believe God's foot right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we give you praise. God, we give you glory. God, I give you all of the honor. And, Lord, I come boldly to the throne of grace, and I come praying in that all-powerful name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, I may be here today in Alexandria, Louisiana, and this child of God is in Natchez, Louisiana. But one thing we know today, that there is no distance in prayer. Hallelujah. There is no distance in the realm of the Spirit. And Father God, I come in agreement with this child of faith right now for the financial miracle that she needs in her life. God, I speak your word into her life right now. And Lord, I know that whatever concerns her, God, it concerns you. You said not even a sparrow would fall to the ground that you don't know about. You say even if there are hairs on our head, you know the number of them. And so, God, I want to thank you right now for meeting and supplying this child of God's need according to your word in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19, which says, but you shall supply all of our needs according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So, Father God, I agree with this child of God right now for that need to be met. Lord, let a cup run over this day in the name of Jesus. God, let her be able to call me back this week with a miracle praise report, not for man's glory, oh God, but for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And I believe, my sister, with all my heart, soul, and mind, that you're going to really have a miracle this week. We are fasting, we are praying, and any time men and women of God fast and pray and seek God for the people, God always answers. God always turns things around. So I want you to get ready and believe for supernatural miracles in this season of your life, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right. All right. You be blessed. All right, that number is 318-754-0382. So you see, you're not listening to a pre-recorded broadcast. I am live today here in Alexandria, Louisiana. We just returned from South Florida. We've been there for 3 months, and we just returned from South Florida, and now we are here in Alexandria. And I tell you, I feel an anointing to pray, yes, and to believe God for the miracles that you need in your life. Back to this Isaiah 58 and verse 6. Now, this is the purpose of our fast. We are fasted, and verse 6 says, is this not the fast that God hath chosen? To loose the band of wickedness, to undo every burden, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. That is the purpose of a God kind of fast, is to loose the band of wickedness. Listen, to undo every burden, and to pray prayers of faith, that we let the oppressed go free, and that we break every yoke. And then the Bible says in Isaiah 10 and 27, says that the anointed not only breaks it, but it destroys the yoke. There's somebody, you're listening to me right now, and I'm telling you, you're just one dial away from a miracle. You're just one dial away from a breakthrough. I have been praying and helping the body of Christ 36 years now, and I have seen God raise individuals, hallelujah, up off of their bed of affliction and heal them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And one thing I do know, that God is no respecter of person. Listen, I want you to get to that telephone, and I want you to pick it up, and I want you to dial this number. And I believe that as I pray with you today, God is going to heal you. I believe in divine healing. Yes, I believe in doctors, but I also believe the report of the Lord. And God said, I am the Lord, that God that killeth thee. And that someone, you're listening to me right now, that blood pressure is just out of whack. And you need a miracle. That little pill is not making it regularly. You're sipping on the vinegar. That's not doing it. You need a miracle from God. I want you to call me, Apostle Broadnax, at 318-754-0382, and we're going to pray. If someone else, you're listening to me, that's a loved one, and this diabetes is just about to destroy this individual's body. They're already talking about cutting a toe off, and you know that leads to cutting more toes, and then the next thing you know, here's a leg off. Listen, it don't have to be that way. I'm telling you that the God that we serve, yes, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he is a God that is still in the healing business. And I believe this. You're just one dial away from a miracle. There are seven individuals. You're listening to me. One of you, you're riding along in that gray car. I'm looking at you with this flowered jacket on. So it means you must work back at a daycare. You deal with children, somewhere like that. But I hear the Lord saying there is a miracle prayer that's going to release promotion and a big raise for you. Listen, you got to call me today. And that number is, what is that number, James Broadnax? 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. That's 318-754-0382. I am live right now in the prayer room. You don't have to wait till that broadcast goes off the air. You can dial your miracle right now. Lake Charles, what are you waiting on? Pick up that telephone. Oakdale, somebody in Simsport, you need me to pray for you today. Somebody in Marksville, you're just one prayer away from that miracle that you need financially. And after the broadcast goes off of the air, I'm going to be here in the prayer chamber for 15 minutes and 15 minutes only. And I'm going to conduct spiritual warfare. I'm going to tell that lying devil to take his hands off of your child, off of your family, off of your children. And God's going to work a miracle. God bless you, caller. What city are you calling from?
Hello, how you doing, Mr. Barnett? I'm calling from Monroe, Louisiana.
Monroe, Louisiana. God bless you. So good to have hear your voice. Happy New Year. And what is your prayer request?
Happy New Year
today?
To you, too. Well, my prayer is I'm praying for a miracle. I also want to pray for the children and also pray for the whole state of Monroe, Louisiana.
Yes.
And I was praying for myself. I'm already saved. There's just a lot of stuff going against me.